NASA announced that women applicants will be interviewed today for the new space program that will send an American man and woman team of astronauts as the first couple on the moon. Why did you not tell me that you were going to the moon with a woman?
It slipped my mind.
Well, I hope you have a very enjoyable dinner with your lady astronaut.
Do you really want to know why I didn't tell you?
No.
No?
Mm-mm. What is it?
Oh, well, I'm trying to get out of the project.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, who wants to go to the moon with a female Louis Pasteur?
Oh, I remember Professor Pasteur. He had a darling beard.
Yeah. Well, have you ever seen any of these lady scientists? And forget it.
Would you like me to help you get out of the project, Master?
No, I'll handle it myself. Thank you.
Have a good day. Oh, sister, you surprised me. You surprise me even more, darling, falling for that line about a female Louise Pasteur. What do you mean? Sweetie pie, the day of the horn-rimmed glasses, long tweed skirt and flat shoes is over. Nowadays, they wear mini smocks. Oh, in a laboratory. Well, that's why so many labs have blown up. The men scientists keep dropping their test tubes. You mean to say my master will be living on the moon with a beautiful girl?
Mm-hmm.
What will I do? Leave everything to your big sister. I'll make sure your master doesn't get off that launch pad with another woman. Would you do that for me? Darling, have I ever let you down?
Gentlemen, that your anxieties over this mission are predicated on the fact that the applicants will turn out to be dull, drab, intellectual females.
Well, sir, based on my past experience...
Well, now, Major, exactly... let me assure you that the woman scientist image has changed. The day of the horn-rimmed glasses, the long tweed skirt, and the flat shoes is over.
Honestly, sir, based on my experience, I really, really can't agree with you there.
Oh, send in the first applicant, will you please?
Dr. Bellows, I also think that this person ought to be trained
You'll
in exactly
see.
The same procedures as we are.
Dr. Bellows?
Yes.
I'm Professor Henrietta Swanson.
Oh, how do you do, Professor?
How do you do?
This is Major Nelson.
Major Nelson?
How do you do?
And Major Healy.
How do you do, Major Healy?
I see by your application that you're teaching nuclear physics at Carver College.
Yes, that's right.
Good. May I take your coat?
Yeah, I'll take it. I'll take it.
Oh.
Would you mind telling me the address of Carver College?
Well, you see, on my lunch hour, I moonlight as a cocktail waitress.
Why don't I take the professor over to the lunar mock-up and show her the base operation?
Let's not be premature, Major.
I'm afraid I have to get back to the restaurant.
Well, I haven't eaten yet. I'll drive you.
Major Healy, now remember, we have another applicant to screen. Thank you very much, Professor Swanson. We'll let you know.
Yes. Professor Swanson.
We let you know.
Yes. Thank you.
We'll let you
thank
know.
You.
Thank
you.
Thank you very much.
Don't get cold.
Nuclear physicist, eh? I don't think we need look any further, sir. I think that this woman probably needs...
Now, let me remind you that we need two women, Major, one for the backup team.
I wonder what yours is going to look like.
Excuse me. I'm Dr. Rita Walters. You must be Dr. Bellows.
Yes, how do you do, Doctor? Oh, excuse me, this is Major Nelson.
How do you do, Dr. Walters?
And Major Healy. Oh. Well, you certainly come well qualified. B.A., B.S., M.A., Ph.D. And I see by your record that you spent a great deal of time in the Middle East.
That's right, Doctor.
I was very intrigued by your hobbies.
Oh, really? What are they?
Oh, carpet making. Flying.
Now, before we make the final pairings of teams in this project, we'll conduct a series of tests. Since the man and woman who land on the moon will be totally isolated from the rest of the universe, it is extremely important that they be compatible.
I don't think there's any question about the professor and I being compatible, sir. She moonlights as a cocktail waitress, and I moonlight in cocktail lounges.
The computer will make the proper decision, Major Healy.
I'm counting on it.
We all are.
Now then, these are very simple questions, and I'll ask that you make your response on the cards in front of you. First question. If you were furnishing a house, what style would you use? Early American, contemporary, Danish modern, or French provincial? Major Healy. You answered that question? Good. Second question. Now, what is your favorite dog? German Shepherd, French Poodle, English Sheepdog, or Mexican Chihuahua? No humming. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the results are now coming through.
Oh, boy, are we going to have a lot of fun on the moon? Ask the machine what time we leave, huh?
Now, as to the type of furnishing, Professor Swanson, you answered early American. And Major Healy, you answered French provincial.
Wait a minute. I didn't hum French provincial. Oh, I love early American. I am an early American. Don't I have an old spinning wheel in the parlor?
Well, from these cards, it would appear that Major Nelson and Professor Swanson are the more compatible team. Of course, the final selection will be made after the physical fitness test.
Physical fitness test?
Yes. The woman applicant who demonstrates the best coordination and physical fitness will be on your number one team, Major Nelson, and the other will be on the backup team with Major Healy.
Dr. Bellows, that's unfair.
Oh?
Well, you see, I was the national women's gymnastic champion in college.
What about you, Dr. Walters?
Oh, I was a 97-pound weakling, darling.
Now then, ladies, our first test will be chin-ups. Professor Swanson, you first, please. Would you like to try now, Dr. Walters? Very good. And now we'll move over to the basketball court.
Yeah, we're going to be playing a lot of basketball on the moon. A lot of basketball.
Yeah. Well, we'll now test your coordination, ladies, by each of you attempting to sink some baskets. Professor Swanson, you first. Now, Dr. Walters, if you please.
Well, I've never done this before, but it looks like it's a gas.
Excellent, Dr. Walters, excellent. And now, if we'll just go...
Oh, excuse me.
Congratulations, Dr. Walters. You've just been chosen to train with Major Nelson in our simulated Luna House.
Well...
That is, if the Olympic team doesn't steal you away from us.
Oh, believe me, no one's going to steal me from Major Nelson. I have some marvelous plans for us.
Say, how did you do that anyway? I gave it a try myself.
Excuse me, Major Nelson. Yes. This is your new teammate.
Oh, welcome aboard, Dr. Walters.
Mm-hmm. Well, at least you get a nice consolation prize, Professor.
Oh, what's that, Major?
Me.
Well, gentlemen, we have some additional work in my office. Ladies, we'll see you tomorrow at 8 o'clock.
Yes, tomorrow at 8 o'clock, Professor.
Sister?
Oh, well, look who's here.
You look worried, Pitt.
I am. Did you not say you would keep other women off the launch pad with my master?
That's right.
But they have just selected you to go on this project with him.
Oh, yes, but I'm not another woman. I'm your sister.
But you will go to the moon with my master.
Oh, don't be such a square, darling. The moon is a dull lump of clay.
Oh, you mean you will not go there?
I wouldn't be caught dead there. The really swinging planet is Venus.
Yes. Oh, hi. Come on in.
Good evening, Major.
Good evening. Hi. What can I do for you?
We're just on our way to dinner.
We wanted to ask you to join us, didn't we, Major?
Oh, I couldn't.
Tell him you insist he join us for dinner.
She wants me to tell you I insist you join us for dinner.
Roger, that's the most gracious invitation I've ever had, but really, Professor, I can't.
You can't? Oh, well, that's great. It's part of the program. We want to see if we're compatible for dinner.
Quick thinking.
Yeah? Major Nelson?
Yes?
They told me at NASA I might find Professor Swanson here.
Professor?
Yes?
Sugar!
Turk! What are you doing here?
Well, I just stopped by to see who you're going to the moon with.
Not me. Him.
Oh, well, I'm just part of the runner-up team. We'll probably never get off the ground.
Major Healy, Major Nelson, this is my fiancé, Turk Parker.
Turk Parker? The all-pro linebacker?
That's right.
Well, how do you do?
Major Healy and I were just on our way to dinner.
Yeah, well, I have a good idea. Why don't you join us?
I have a better idea. Why don't you join us?
That's a better idea.
You know, you could tell Turk all about the project.
Well, look, it's a little late, and I forgot I had another dinner engagement. I think I'll just go home and I can...
I have one question I'd like to answer now.
Well, what's that?
What happens when you and my girl get to the moon?
Well, we plan to read a lot. Going to the library to pick up some books.
Where am I going?
Bye. Bye.
I'm sorry, he gets like this.
Good night, Major.
It's been a pleasure meeting you, Turk.
Major Nelson?
Thanks, Al. It's been a pleasure.
Jeannie?
Oh, Master.
Yeah, I've got something to tell you, young lady.
Dr. Walters is my sister.
Dr. Walters is your sister?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, you knew about it? You asked her to do this?
Oh, no, Master.
Well, it won't work. She can't go. The whole point of this project is to put two people on the moon together and see what'll happen to them. Yes. She's not a people. She's a genie.
No, Master.
So you start blinking. You get her out of the situation right away.
No, Master.
What do you mean, no?
Well, I cannot.
Why not?
Well, it does not work on genies.
Well, something better work, or she's going to be with me in that lunar house for 3 whole months.
Lunar house?
Yeah. Well, it's a room where they lock us up.
And she cannot get out?
That's right.
Well, that is the answer.
What? What's the answer?
Genies are afraid of being bottled up. The moment she discovers that she cannot get out, she will be terrified.
And she'll panic and they'll wash her out of the project.
Oh, I certainly hope so, Master, or I'm afraid you are going to be swinging on Venus.
What?
Now, this morning, we're going to have you familiarize yourselves with the Luna House.
Zulu, Abel, Foxtrot. This is the lunar mock-up. I'll be transmitting on 122.8 VHF.
In order to orient yourselves, I think it'd be a good idea to test out your equipment. Major Nelson, see that the panel board and the Electronic devices are all functioning properly. Oh, any questions?
Yes, Dr. Bellows?
Yes, Major.
In case of panic, you want me to abort the mission?
Well, you do have a panic button on the panel, but I'm sure it won't be necessary to use it.
Oh, of course not, sir. I was just checking.
Oh, is there really a panic button?
Don't worry, we'll never have to use it.
Snug in here, isn't it?
Yes, it's in heaven.
Yeah. You know, a person could get claustrophobia in a place like this. Just think, after 3 months, when the project is over, we'll spend 3 months here, three whole months.
Yes, it's truly heaven.
Fight it.
Oh, fight what, darling?
Well, the panic that you're feeling now from being all bottled up, I'm sure.
I'm not feeling panicky.
Oh, yes, you are. I can see it in your eyes. Oh,
Major Baby.
Now, listen, just fight it, will you? I know it's awfully hard, but
You're losing your cool, darling.
I'm losing my cool. You're the one that's losing your cool.
Professor Swanson, I want you to notice that calm is the most important ingredient.
Yes, I can see that, Doctor.
Major Nelson, what's the matter with you?
Wait a minute. Dr. Bellows, I've got a hysterical woman on my hands.
Billy, darling.
Major, do you want me to scrub the operation for today?
No. Don't scrub the mission. Everything is going to be fine.
Carry on.
Just lie down, darling, and relax. You're losing your cool.
I'm not losing my cool.
You just close those baby blues and go to sleep.
Now, wait a minute. I think we ought to take a look at some of our equipment.
Lullaby, dee-dee-dee.
Now, wait a minute. You're sure you're not getting that closed-in feeling?
All I feel is togetherness.
We're going to test your breaking point, Doctor.
Woo, groovy.
Yeah. Okay. Up you go.
Major Nelson, where are you?
He's up there.
Dr. Walters, what's he doing up there?
What are you doing up there, Major Baby?
I'm testing the weightlessness.
Oh, he's testing weightlessness.
It's too early for that. Get him down immediately. Dr. Walters, what in the world is happening?
I was just trying to get Major...
Go to the panel board and press the vacuum pressure button.
Yay.
I don't think this is right.
Well done, fellas.
She didn't fall apart. I fell apart.
I cannot understand it. I was sure she would be terrified at being alone in a closed place.
No, she wasn't the least bit terrified. Alone?
Hmm.
Oh, I she was never alone for a second. I was her security blanket.
What?
You've got to get her bottled up and out of this before she ruins the whole project.
Oh, but if she suddenly disappears, how are you going to explain it to NASA?
Well, we'll have to explain it to NASA. Because she's not suddenly going to disappear. Oh, listen.
You sent for me, Major.
Oh, yes, Dr. Walters.
I thought that since we're both in the project, we might as well spend as much time as possible together.
Groovy.
Yes. Physical fitness is a key factor. We've got to keep our bodies in good shape.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, one of our bodies is in good shape already.
Yes. Now, the first thing we ought to do is start practicing on the lunar landing chute.
What is a lunar landing chute?
Oh, well, it's this right here. You see, when we land on the moon, we'll have to get to the surface through a tube similar to this one.
Well, what'll we think of next?
You want to try it on for size?
No, it's not my bag.
You're not afraid, are you?
No, really, no.
Well, go ahead, try it on. I'll be right behind you.
Oh, you'll be in the tube with me?
Sure.
Oh, well, that's a whole other scene.
Go ahead.
Oh,
up, Jack Fellows.
All right.
May I ask what you're doing with that trash can?
Yeah, I'm throwing it out, sir.
Well, I know that, but why?
Well, it's classified trash, sir, and it should be thrown out by a classified man who's classified to throw out the classified trash. I'll make myself clear.
All of our janitors have security clearances.
They haven't come on duty yet, sir. They don't come on until 6 o'clock. I thought I'd just tidy up the gymnasium. You show me a clean gymnasium, I'll show you a clean astronaut.
Major Nelson, where's Dr. Walters?
Dr. Walters.
Dr. Walters!
Sorry,
yes.
I'm late. Dr.
Walters, here's Dr. Walters.
I want you both to report to the Lunar House at 1600.
Yes, right, sir. We'll be there at 1600. Right. Oh, Jeannie, hey, you made it just in time. You are Jeannie, aren't you? I mean, I really can't tell.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, you're my Jeannie.
Now we'll have another go at the Lunar House familiarization. And this time, Major Nelson, try to exercise a little more self-control.
Oh, I think everything will be just fine this time, sir.
Oh, you do not have to worry about him.
Listen, I want you to wait a few minutes and then really crack up.
Oh, must I, Master?
Jeannie, it's the only way we're going to get Dr. Walters out of the project.
But now that I am here, I'm thinking how wonderful it would be to be alone with you on the moon.
Jeannie, the whole idea of the project is to put a man and a woman on the moon together. Now, you're not a woman. That's beside the point.
What is going on, Major Nelson? We keep losing our picture.
Please, Master, I will keep house for you on the moon just like we do on Earth.
We've just lost the audio, too.
You go over there and sit down.
Dr. Bellows, I think I found the problem.
Oh, Master!
Jenny! Major Nelson, what's going on? What's happening?
Jeannie!
Thank you, Dr. Walters. Dr. Bellows, I think we've remedied the situation.
Incredible. It just shows you never know how things are going to work out. We're going to have to find a replacement.
Gee, it's too bad.
I hope you weren't too disappointed, sir.
I'm sure you will be able to find someone to replace me.
Replace you? Oh, my dear Dr. Walters, you're going to the moon. I'm replacing Major Nelson.
It's bad enough they washed me out of the moon project, but they could have washed me out of the whole NASA program.
I told you I was sorry, Master.
Yeah. Tony!
Yeah?
Good news.
They're giving me a court-martial.
No. The whole operation first couple to the moon has been scrubbed.
No kidding. What, they give an explanation for it?
No, Dr. Bellows says something about the American man and woman has deep-seated male-female hostilities. They have overly complicated libido problems, and they can't resolve the Oedipus complex. And the linebacker punched Dr. Bellows in the nose.
You're kidding.
But I'll tell you what. Listen. He's throwing a little party tonight, and he has his two twin sisters there.
Yeah.
He wants me to bring you along. You think,
I'll get my hat.
Yeah.
Tell you what, you, think we should bring two cars?
You had better go without him, Major. Major Nelson will be hanging around the house this evening.
Yeah! Would you? Jenny, would you stop? Would you do it? Oh.